Do you ever find yourself putting pressure on yourself to measure up onto what other people think or want? Well, you need to stop it. And this week, I'm sharing how you can do just that. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional Black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Hey, and welcome back to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, career strategist for the mature Black woman. Now, in my interview with Lara Wilson, we touched on the topic of putting pressure on ourselves to measure up to what we think other people want. In this episode, we'll tackle the challenge, this challenge that many women, particularly Black women, face, the pressure to conform to external expectations. What do I mean by that? Well, have you ever felt like you're constantly performing a life meticulously crafted to meet the approval of others? Yeah? This relentless self-monitoring can be exhausting and ultimately lead us away from achieving our full potential. So today, we'll be discussing why it's crucial to ditch the people-pleasing meter and embrace authenticity for professional and personal success. Let's start with the expectation mirage. The truth is, most people, everybody else, and a lot of people are focused on their own lives. And those glimpses you see on social media or hear in conversations, they're often the highlight reels, not the full picture of their lives. The pressure to live up to a fabricated ideal is a recipe for disappointment. Social media feeds and created online personas create an illusion of perfection that's simply unattainable. We're just not 100% perfect. Comparing yourself to this unrealistic portrayal will only leave you feeling inadequate, trust me. Then we're stifling our potential because constantly striving to please others pushes your own desires and dreams to the side. You dim your inner light to fit a mold that may not even exist. This in turn stifles creativity, growth, and the joy of self-discovery. Imagine yourself as a leader with a unique perspective. Conformity? Well, conformity is like pruning away your strengths, leaving a bland and generic professional persona. It also erodes your confidence because continuously comparing yourself to a perceived external standard is a surefire way to erode your confidence. Instead of celebrating your strengths and accomplishments, you become absolutely fixated on perceived shortcomings that may not even be there. And this negativity breeds self-doubt and hinders your ability to reach your full potential. So how do we break free of this? Well, simple things we can do. Focus on your values. I'm always on about focusing on values. Identify what truly matters to you. What are your core values? What brings you professional fulfillment? Live by these values, those values, not by fleeting opinions. Create your own internal compass guided by your personal principles. Embrace authenticity because the world needs to see your unique perspective. Don't be afraid to express your true self, even if it doesn't fit in a neat box. Genuine leaders are appreciated for their individuality. Imagine the professional landscape as a rich tapestry. Your authenticity, the authentic you, adds a vital thread, enriching the overall picture. Celebrate your achievements. Take pride in your accomplishments, no matter what the size, big, small, micro, whatever they are. Acknowledge your hard work and dedication. You did that. This self-appreciation will boost your confidence and fuel your motivation. So instead of seeking external validation, learn to celebrate your victories, the ones you've created, your milestones. This internal validation is a really powerful tool for building lasting confidence. And I want you to remember, your professional journey is yours, nobody else's. It's yours to define. Ditch the people pleasing meter and step foot first into your authentic self. The world needs your unique skills and perspective, not a pale imitation of someone else. And I'd love to hear from you. What are some ways that you struggle with people pleasing? How are you working on embracing your authentic self? Share your experiences, and you can email me at info@janicesutherland.com, and I can share the best suggestions so we continue to uplift each other. That's what it's about. So until next time, embrace your journey, celebrate your individuality, and watch your confidence soar. And always remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.